Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. You know that feeling when you mess up? When your inner critic starts blasting you like it's a stadium concert of self-doubt. We've all been there. It's a universal experience, but guess what? That harsh inner voice doesn't have to be your default setting. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building self-compassion through the power of self-forgiveness. Because let's face it, holding on to past mistakes is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with regrets. It weighs you down and prevents you from moving forward. Listen, I'm not saying it's easy to forgive yourself, okay? It takes guts. It takes recognizing that we're all human, and humans make mistakes. It's part of the journey. But here's the thing. Holding on to those mistakes doesn't change anything. It just keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity. So how do we break free? How do we cultivate this self-compassion that feels like a warm hug from inside? Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you on your journey. 1. Recognize the difference between regret and lesson. Ever made a decision that didn't quite pan out? You learn, you grow, and boom. You have valuable experience to share. But regret? That's a whole different beast. It's like dwelling in the past, replaying those what-ifs over and over again. Instead of letting regret consume you, try reframing it as a lesson learned. Every mistake is an opportunity for growth, a chance to course correct and become wiser. 2. Practice kindness towards yourself. Think about how you talk to your friends when they mess up. You probably offer them support, understanding, and maybe even a little humor, right? Now, ask yourself, are you treating yourself with the same level of kindness and compassion? Be honest. We often have higher expectations for ourselves than we do for others. It's time to shift that mindset. Treat yourself like you would treat someone you love and care about. 3. Acknowledge your humanity. Remember, you are not a perfect being. You're human. And humans make mistakes. It's in our nature. Trying to be perfect is exhausting and ultimately sets you up for disappointment. Instead, embrace your imperfections. Celebrate your strengths and acknowledge your weaknesses. It's all part of the beautiful tapestry that makes you, well, you. 4. Let go of control. We can't control everything in life, folks. Trying to do so is a recipe for stress and frustration. Instead, focus on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, and your responses to situations. 5. Celebrate your progress. Recognize the small victories. Did you finally say no to something that drained your energy? Did you forgive someone who hurt you? Did you simply make it through the day with grace despite the challenges? These are all wins. Celebrate every step forward, no matter how small. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, and you accidentally send an important email to the wrong person. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and that inner critic starts its relentless tirade. But instead of letting fear take over, you take a deep breath and remind yourself that mistakes happen. You apologize sincerely to the recipient, learn from the experience, and move on with grace. See? Self-forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about learning, growing, and allowing yourself the space to make amends and start fresh. So, remember this. Building self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-love. But trust me, the rewards are immeasurable. When you embrace self-forgiveness, you unlock a sense of freedom, resilience, and inner peace that's truly empowering. This week, I want you to challenge yourself to practice one act of self-compassion every day. It could be something as simple as saying kind words to yourself in the mirror, taking a relaxing bath, or spending time doing something you genuinely enjoy. And remember, if you stumble along the way, and trust me, we all do, just dust yourself off, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Ready to ditch that negativity and embrace a more compassionate version of yourself. Share your thoughts, your struggles, your victories. I'm here with you every step of the way. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.